Hi, I am Midi Aurora, and I see that you've come back to listen to me again. You're such a good boy. Thank you for letting me play with your mind and your body so often. I think today we are going to have so much fun. I'd like to start this trance like every other soft trance that we've already done together. We'll start with you relaxing and letting yourself focus only on my voice. And it's okay if other thoughts creep in. You can just let them drift away without worrying about them too much. That's right. Good boy. You can just listen. You don't need to do anything else. Just listen to my voice. And relax. Maybe concentrate a little bit. It's perfect. Each word that I say helps you sing for me a little more. It helps you sing for me to a place that your mind has probably been before. And then maybe we could go a little bit deeper than that. Each word helps you go deeper and deeper. It lets your thoughts float away. It lets your mind drift down. And the deeper you go, the more you want to follow my words. The deeper you go, the more you want to obey. And it's so easy to accept that. If you're willing to obey, you'll find your head nodding. Now. You're such a good boy. Of course you're willing to obey. You probably already knew that the moment you started listening to me. You knew that you're going to sing for me and obey. And because you're still listening, that must mean you're sinking deep into trance and sinking into my control. Isn't that right? Good boy. It feels so good to focus just on my words because you enjoy listening to my voice, and that's okay. It's okay to want to listen. My voice lets you melt. My words pull you in deeper and deeper, and you can't help but obey. And it's very important to be obedient when you're a good boy. It makes me so happy to have a good, obedient boy. And you want to make me happy, don't you? You're such a good boy for me. Thank you. And you were so sweet, being so obedient. Being so helpless to my voice. I bet that you are so obedient and helpless that you couldn't even lift your pinky finger, not even if you tried, because you're so relaxed. You might want to try now. See? When you're so obedient, you obey me even when you try not to, because you're such a good boy. You sit there, helpless and obedient, and so submissive. That's so perfect. You might notice the feelings of obedience and helplessness and submissiveness. Those feelings bring up another kind of feeling, too, don't they? when you're feeling so helpless and so submissive. It's very natural to feel aroused too, isn't it? And let's be honest, you love feeling so helpless to me, to my voice, because it means that you're under my control. And not just for this trance, sweetie. No, not this time. Today, you're going to start being obedient to me all the time, in one particular way. Can you imagine what it would feel like to have to ask permission to come every time? How helpless and out of control you would feel being forced to ask for permission. You probably already know that you would love that. I'm wondering, how long will it take for you to ask permission that first time? You can get permission from anyone at all. In person or in text. You'll find yourself touching and rubbing all the way to the edge, the very edge of orgasm, where it feels like one more stroke or one more touch. That might just be enough to put you over. But somehow, you just can't do it. You'll be able to get so close, so very close, but your mind and body will stop you from coming without permission. You can try, of course, but since you're still here, deep in trance, and still listening to my voice melt you, and my words train you, I think that you'll be such a good boy for me. If you want to accept this suggestion, you'll find yourself saying, either out loud or in your mind, you'll say, "Yes, Lady Aurora." Good boy. All the while, every time you're edging, you're touching, you're stroking, you'll probably be thinking to yourself, I could come if I want to, but I won't because I'm a good boy. Which is just another way of saying that you can't. You have been such a good boy for me this whole time, listening and focusing on my words. Thank you for letting me play in your mind. Thank you for letting me control your body. Now it's almost time to wake up. As you wake up, your feelings of deep obedience and arousal will grow and grow. You might find that the first thing you want to do when you wake up is to test it. You might find when you wake up, you'll already be very, very aroused, feeling an almost need to touch yourself and try to come. And that's okay, sweetie. I want you to try. I want you to test it and see just how much of a good boy you really are. You can prove to yourself how obedient and how submissive you are. You're going to be so turned on. You'll just want to touch and you'll get to the edge. That tedious edge. and that's as far as you can go. And when you can't come, when your body or your mind or both forces you to stop, then that's when you'll know you're such a good boy for me, and you'll feel so proud. And I'll be so proud of you for obeying, for being obedient and submissive and helpless to my words. That's so perfect. I'm going to start waking you up now, and you're going to feel your thoughts drift to the surface, clicking back into place. You're going to feel your arousal growing more and more. You'll feel your body waking up right now. You feel it. The strength and the sensations flowing back into your muscles, all of your body parts, especially those parts that you like to touch for me. You find that your mind is aware of your surroundings. You're starting to notice the things around you again. And now you can come all the way up, awake and aware, horny and desperate, but still being such a good boy for me. Thank you, sweetie, for playing. Now go on, and touch and stroke and see how obedient you can be. I would love to hear about it.